American beef returned to South Korea today. U.S. beef imports have been largely banned there since 2003. That's when the first case of mad cow disease was discovered in the United States. South Korea's president, Lee Myung-bak, agreed to lift the import ban in April. That provoked a backlash among South Koreans. Some worried about health risks, even though U.S. meat has been certified as safe to consume. Others felt that South Korea had buckled under to American pressure. Correspondent Jason Struthers sent us this report from Seoul.
Riot police lined the roadside last night, ensuring that demonstrators came nowhere near government buildings or the American embassy. Several hundred protesters, with candles in hand, took part in a quiet procession around downtown Seoul. This scene is a lot different from just a few nights ago. Around 18,000 activists took to the streets over the weekend in protest against American beef imports. The candlelight vigils, which had largely been peaceful up until this point, turned violent when demonstrators began fighting with police. Hundreds were reported injured during the riot. This forced the Lee administration to take a tougher stance on the rallies. Authorities have already raided the offices of at least two civic groups suspected of encouraging violence. But the crackdown seems to have got more people involved in the protests. South Korea's Catholics are taking part. 100 priests signed a letter calling on the government to reconsider its policy on American beef imports. And the militant Korean Confederation of Trade Unions decided to call a general strike and join the rallies. Lee Chang-gun, the KCTU's international director, says the revised beef deal didn't go far enough.
We are demanding the fundamental renegotiation of protocol on U.S. beef import.
The KCTU's argument with the president has a lot to do with the bilateral free trade agreement with the U.S., which they adamantly oppose.
The new government of South Korea rushed to make an agreement with the United States only for the purpose of encouraging the ratification process of Korea-U.S. free trade agreements in United States Congress.
Both Seoul and Washington say the anti-beef protest will not persuade them to renegotiate the FTA. The trade deal still needs to be ratified by lawmakers in both nations. Meanwhile, some American beef was sold in Seoul today. Only one store carried it, and that was owned by the head of the Korean Beef Importers Association. It's unlikely there will be many more soon. Major supermarket chains say they will not stock American beef. Neither will many restaurants. McDonald's is aggressively publicizing that it only serves Australian beef at its outlets. For The World, I'm Jason Struther in Seoul, South Korea.